Wildlife advocate and primate expert Jane Goodall dies at 91. Scientist and global activist Jane Goodall, who turned her childhood love of primates into a lifelong quest for protecting the environment, has died at the age of 91, the institute she founded said on Wednesday. Goodall died of natural causes while in California on a speaking tour, the Jane Goodall Institute said in a social media post. Dr. Goodall's discoveries as an ethologist revolutionized science, and she was a tireless advocate for the protection and restoration of our natural world, it said on Instagram. The primatologist-turned-conservationist spun her love of wildlife into a lifelong campaign that took her from a seaside English village to Africa and then across the globe in a quest to better understand chimpanzees, as well as the role that humans play in safeguarding their habitat and the planet's health overall. Goodall was a pioneer in her field, both as a female scientist in the 1960s and for her work studying the behavior of primates. She also drew the public into the wild, partnering with the National Geographic Society to bring her beloved chimps into their lives through film, TV, and magazines. In 2003, she was appointed a Dame of the British Empire and, in 2025, she received the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom. Can you bound? Born in London in 1934 and then growing up in Bournemouth on England's south coast, Goodall had long dreamed of living among wild animals. She said her passion for animals, stoked by the gift of a stuffed toy gorilla from her father, grew as she immersed herself in books such as Tarzan and Dr. Dolittle. She set her dreams aside after leaving school, unable to afford university. She worked as a secretary and then for a film company until a friend's invitation to visit Kenya put the jungle and its inhabitants within reach. After saving up money for the journey, by boat, Goodall arrived in the East African nation in 1957. There, an encounter with famed anthropologist and paleontologist Dr. Louis Leakey and his wife, archaeologist Mary Leakey, set her on course to work with primates. Under Leakey, Goodall set up the Gom Stream Chimpanzee Reserve, later renamed the Gom Stream Research Center, near Lake Tanganyika in present-day Tanzania. There she discovered chimpanzees ate meat, fought fierce wars, and perhaps most importantly, fashioned tools in order to eat termites. Although she eventually paused her research to earn a PhD at Cambridge University, Goodall remained in the jungle for years. Her first husband and frequent collaborator was wildlife cameraman Hugo van Loeck. Nearly 30 years after first arriving in Africa, however, Goodall said she realized she could not support or protect the chimpanzees without addressing the dire disappearance of their habitat. She said she realized she would have to look beyond Gom, leave the jungle, and take up a larger global role as a conservationist. In 1977, she set up the Jane Goodall Institute, a non-profit organization aimed at supporting the research in Gom as well as conservation and development efforts across Africa. Its work has since expanded worldwide and includes efforts to tackle environmental education, health, and advocacy. She made a new name for herself, traveling an average of 300 days a year to meet with local officials in countries around the world and speaking with community and school groups. She continued touring to the end of her life, speaking at Climate Week in New York City just last week. She later expanded the institute to include Roots and Shoots, a conservation program aimed at children. It was a stark shift from her isolated research, spending long days watching chimpanzees. A prolific author, she published more than 30 books with her observations, including her 1999 bestseller Reason for Hope, A Spiritual Journey, as well as a dozen aimed at children. She had one son, known as Grub, with van Loeck, whom she divorced in 1974. Van Loeck died in 2002. In 1975, she married Derek Bryson. He died in 1980.